Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk about a new book I just started reading and a picture of God, as it would be. So somebody actually sent me an email. I'm sorry I didn't write down the name. And they mentioned this book, The Element. They said that they thought I'd like it, and I've just started reading it. And so far, it's pretty darn good. So I'll put a link to this down in the show notes if you want to check it out as well. It's called The Element, How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, by Ken Robinson. Now, I'm just going to read. This is from the introduction. I think this is great, so I just want to talk about it a little bit after I read it. A few years ago, I heard a wonderful story, which I'm very fond of telling. An elementary school teacher was giving a drawing class to a group of six-year-old children. At the back of the classroom sat a little girl who normally didn't pay much attention in school. In the drawing class, she did. For more than 20 minutes, the girl sat with her arms curled around her paper, totally absorbed in what she was doing. The teacher found this fascinating. Eventually, she asked the girl what she was drawing. Without looking up, the girl said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Surprised, the teacher said, "But nobody knows what God looks like." The girl said, "They will in a minute." This right there is the perfect encapsulation of the artist. Right. And the artist, not as in just your drawing or painting or, you know, what this child was doing, or not just in photography, but in writing, in everything. The idea that we need to believe that we can create the thing that we imagine, that we see, even if others can't, and that's important for them to see. This is, I guess, the face of God in that sense, you know, as far as this little girl's concerned. You have an idea, and maybe your idea is not so grandiose as this. I mean, we're not all 6 years old, although it would be great to have the confidence and, you know, just the drive that a young person has like that. Although they don't typically have the focus to keep it going, right? So I guess that's what we old people have. But my point being is that you can create the thing that's in you. And I was going to say in your head, but it's not always in your head. Sometimes it's in your heart. Sometimes it's in your soul, for lack of a better word. You just know that you need to get it out. And how you get it out could be any number of things. It could be photography, which is very likely since you're listening to this podcast, and I know many of my listeners are. But it could be writing. It could be poetry. It could be through sport or dance. It could be any number of things. Also, it could just be kind of being part of something. So I guess I want to talk a little bit about that as well. We can each find something where we make a connection. And sometimes that's the other part you get from this story, right? You have that confidence and of the girl, the almost artistic bravery. But you also have this idea that this child was not typically involved in class. They hadn't found the thing that they liked. Because, of course, when you're in school, they expect you to like the thing they say you're going to like. We're reading this book. We're doing this math. We're learning about the globe or whatever you learn when you're 6 years old. That's probably about right. But what this little girl was interested in was drawing, was because she had something in her that she needed to say, and she didn't have another way to do it. And I think what we need to do is, as I often say, find that way. And luckily, I think for many people, again, listening to this, they found photography as at least part of the way. But sometimes you kind of have to do the thing that's part of the thing. This is what I want to say here. So that, like, it might not be that you could always be, you might not be interested in taking the photo, let's say. Let's just start from there. Or you might not be interested in lighting the photo. You might not be interested in the post-production of the photo, but you might be interested in just the interaction with the subject. Or one of the other things, maybe you're super interested in the technical, maybe you're super interested in the post-production, but not the other. And that's also okay. Find that part of the art that you connect with and fully immerse yourself in it. Wrap your arms around that paper. Draw your picture. Make it yours with the confidence that it will be right. Because it will. What you create is true to your moment. What you look at, and sometimes people will say this, "Oh, I look at my old work," and I'm like, "Oh, cringe." But the reality is that old work is what you got you here. So everything is a process. Everything is a journey. Find that part of the process that you enjoy, in this case, drawing for the little girl, and then fully dive into it. When you find that thing that allows you to just pour yourself into and show the world something they believe they could have never seen, but you can show them, that's when you found your connection, what you want to move forward, maybe your element. I'll talk more about this book as I read it. Maybe there's more influence there, but that's what I got from it right from the beginning. And I love it. I love this idea. I love this idea of finding that confidence once you find the thing that you love, the thing that is puts you in, I guess, your element. So anyways, like I said, I'll put a link to the book down in the show notes. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to say to me, also down there, you'll find a link to my email. Go ahead, send me an email. You can also join the Discord server. You guessed it, also in the show notes. By the way, I'm going to put this book down there. I usually keep most of at least three or four of the last books I've talked about down there. So if you see anything else down there and you're like, what's that? Just roll back up a podcast if you missed it. I generally talk about them, including my own book. So if you want to check out any of that stuff, one more time, say it with me, the show notes. And finally, down there is my Patreon. If you want to sign up over there, that's also cool. Check the show notes. I'll talk to you soon.